Hello.
Get up and dance.
Hello, happy solstice. That's right. At 4:20, 4:21. Eastern time this morning was the winter solstice. I just sat down, closed my eyes, and tried to connect with the sun and the earth, and all the cycles connected to that. Well, we're on our way. Victory of the light. It's going to get lighter every day. Until the event. If you know what I mean, you know what you know. If you don't, I don't know. Listen to a few of the archive shows and you'll find me talking about it. Hey, this is BBS Radio. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. This is Call-In Radio Show, 888-627-6008. And I call it Radio Free America because we can say things here that the people on mainstream media are not allowed to talk about. Oh, yeah. And talk about not allowed to talk about things. I just happen to be gazing to, I'll run through this real fast. There's this guy, Danny Jones, has a show. He had a four-hour, 12-minute interview with this exiled brain surgeon called Dr. Jack Cruz. I don't have 4 hours to waste on anybody, even listening to myself for 4 hours. I did pick through and picked out a few important things, listen to one or two of them. Anyhow, he talks about the body, your body's electric current, which is interesting because actually there was an old Twilight Zone episode called The Body Electric, where they begin to delve into that. And of course, we know the Matrix has informed us all that we're generating electric voltage, a small amount. I guess we could generate more once we learn the technique to do that. Anyhow, he also talks about MK Ultra's blue light weapon, the marshmallow experiment. I don't think it has anything to do with real marshmallows. Unconventional weapons, DARPA. D-A-R-P-A, JFK, how the human body creates light. I didn't get time to listen to that, but this goes on and on. Red light can repair vision. This guy has a lot of important information. And the most interesting thing I found was blue light and testosterone. And to me, that explains why all these projects coming out, well, let's just say a lot of projects coming out within the last couple of years, they have a blue light. You know, you're shaving your hair and you got a blue light next to it. And something else you're doing with an electric item and there's a blue light, you know, looks cool, right? But they're lowering people's testosterone levels by shining blue light on the skin. This is being done on purpose. That way, when everybody becomes impotent and lapsy pal and all that stuff, they want to go out and get some blue chew. At least that's what the women are telling them in those commercials. And there's the red pill, I mean, the blue pills, the yellow pills, and a whole variety of products, because you're a lean, nasty pal, infant fool, because you using electronic items with blue light that lowered your testosterone. Hey, that's the way the New World Order works, and you make a profit out of it, too. One machine lowers your testosterone, and then they got other products to raise it. Anyhow, so much of that. The big news of the day is, hey, it's the winter solstice day, but it really happened at, like I said, 4:21 a.m. Eastern time. In another part of the world, it happened at another time. Time is on my side. Time to be on your side, too. It's time to get a watch, as they say. All I gotta say, today is the countdown. I'm counting down whether it's going to be 6 months or 5 months before the event. We need to be talking about this every day, the event, the day, the whoosh of energy. The creator of all there is will give the order, send out the whoosh of energy. And it's going to, when it hits the earth, it's going to metamorphosize the human race. Carbon-based life form that we are is going to become a silicon-based life form. And if you know some simple scientific facts about atoms, like silicon can replace carbon, you know, they have the ability to be like 2, 3, or 4, maybe even 1 atom. Also, silicon can do the same too, be 1, 2, or 3, 4 positive atoms. It might even be negative in some cases. Of course, we got the lucky balls with 60 carbon atoms put together. Will it be the same with the silicon? Who knows? The main thing is when it happens, we're going to feel something. We don't know exactly what we're going to feel, but wherever we are, we're going to know something's happening. Whether we will look at our arms and legs and we see color changes or something, or we'll see ourselves metamorphosizing. I don't know. But it's going to be an amazing event like it has never happened before in all of time and all of no time and all of everything. This is the first time it is happening in the universe. First time. And we're going to be alive to witness it and participate. And I hear, you know, everybody is going to respond to it somewhat in an individual way, but there'll be a collective way also. I mean, I would imagine the metamorphosis would be collective, but who knows? And it all connects with that, it'll be fulfillment of that prophecy when it happens. One of the famous prophecies of Jesus, there'll be two in the field, one will be taken. Now, you can look at that frontwards, backwards, sideways, any way you want to look at it, but it's talking about a division, an intentional division, where judgment will be made. Not necessarily the day of judgment. That's another judgment, probably, but there will be a judgment being made, and it will be kind of like a day of judgment for the dark side. Because it will be determined whether they're going to be totally annihilated or should they be given a second chance if they repent or whatever they need to do to convince those in charge who will be judging, jury, and executioner for the bad guys. And us good people, we can't wait till this day comes and all the no-good so-and-sos like Pelosi, Gates, you know, the Rothschild bankers and the monster, and all them other says, I'm just getting the devil face. So I said, yeah, that guy is a friggin' evil. I don't care what you're saying. Hey, I'm a nice person, but come on. He's a warmonger. He's con everyone. He gets the worst salesman for the last 2 years, convincing all the stupid European countries, well, they're just new warlord or puppets, to give all their money to his stinking war with Russia that can't never be won. And the real truth about why in the start, it still hasn't been told. Like, I don't get it. Well, of course, mainstream media, they wouldn't want the true story to be told. But it's been out there on the internet already. You know, too many bioweapon labs in the, Ukraine by the Russian border, they got nervous. They decided they had to come in and do something. Can't blame them, you know? Especially if Russians are smart enough, you know. There's a new world order out there. It's the filthy rich, the negative ETs, the secret military groups. They're all in on it, all in bed with each other. And all that they're obsessed with, control and power. And here's a perfect example as well. Look what the hell is going on in the Middle East. Israel, now that they, you know, they played their backup card with the U.S. and Biden, is giving them unquestionable loyalty and all the weapons they can have. And look what they do with that support. They're on an aggression pact to take over a larger area of the Middle East. You know, who are they trying to kid? Unbelievable. And the gutless people around the world, government people that support, I don't know, a genocide master. And a monster. I have to call him a monster yet. No. Well, we'll see how this all plays out. Who's the ass is Trump going to kiss? Is he going to kiss Netanyahu's ass and give him whatever he wants? We know he doesn't like the Zelensky guy. Well, it's going to be fun to see what happens on January 20th. Will he deport all the people he can? Yeah, sounds good when you're out there grandstanding trying to get votes, but... what will he actually be able to do? And will it be there? And will there be challenges? And will there be war in the streets? I don't know. I mean, this is going to be very interesting. All I know is my advice to every decent human being in America and around the world, take command of your government. Start taking steps to take command of your government. Don't let them do a thing without your approval. I don't care if it's written in the law or not. Take command of the situation. And don't let any of your stinking governments, and they're all corrupt and crooked, including the U.S. government, you know, especially the Congress. We got to lay down the law, put our foot down, say, no, no, we didn't ask you to do this. No, you can't do this. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to be a little forcible to make a point. Perfect example of that is, hey, we're around Christmas time, the day Christmas, the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, who actually was a creator God, came down to earth to experience humanity, one of his creations, creator God's create the physical forms. Just in case you didn't know, well, why don't you know that? The information has been out for like 75 years, if not 100 years. I mean, I don't get it. Doesn't anybody do any at home investigations nowadays or what? Are you going to Google? Go check with the Google God because Google has all the info. You don't have to do any searching. Well, even some of their info is wrong. But, you know, it's like I said already, the prophecy of one in the field and one in the gate, and that's a great statement coming from Jesus. But he had plenty of other great villains too. And of course, he had the famous incident, the turning of the tables, when he went into the the rabbi's temple and he saw them, the money changers there, charging people money to exchange their money for other coins because the temple only wanted to accept Roman coins or whatever. I don't know which one it was, but you had to change your coins over to leave a donation in the temple, and you had to pay for that service. It wasn't done for nothing. You had to pay for it, and who was collecting the money? The rabbis and their hierarchy. So when Jesus saw that going on in the temple, he overturned the table to make his point that, you know, they were, it was blasphemy what they were doing. It was beyond that. It was using, it was the den of thieves operating out of a temple. So, you know, sometimes we have to take some physical actions to make something happen, you know? I would never advocate killing anybody. Of course, everybody has a right to kill somebody if your life is being threatened. But we, the people, can really use a little ingenuity and force these politicians in Congress, the crooks in Congress pretending to be politicians, to only do what we want them to do. We need to whip them into a frenzy and slap them around a little. No, I don't want to see them hurt, but, and let them know we mean business, you know? Don't think you can pass legislation without consulting us first. In fact, everything should be put up to a referendum. Everybody should go out on the street tomorrow and start talking. Just maybe write signs, chalk it on the sidewalk, referendum government only. We need the people in Congress to turn the Congress into a referendum Congress, where every week, we'll rule on, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, over the weekend, we'll rule, we'll cast our vote whether we like what you're proposing or not, yes or no. And if you can't get a yes vote from the a majority yes vote, you wasted your time. And to keep wasting our time, we're going to get rid of you because we don't want no loafers in Congress that just take bribe money and do nothing. And just pretend to be doing things from this. Yeah. People know what all the solutions to the problems are. Everything is common sense. Except the people that we elect, they will become pawns for the rich. They all become bribe takers. They all become, I don't want to say that word, but anyhow, I thought it. The, hey, this is Colin Radio Show. It's got a telephone. You're qualified to participate. Number is 888-627-6008. Hey, you win the lottery. Well, maybe. Talk about scams like they're everywhere, man. I came across something on Twitter. Somebody's claiming he's a Powerball winner, won $238 million. Of course, you know that he doesn't get that much because they take the tax money out. And he says, for the next 2,000 people that call on me, I'm going to give that $20,000. So I just did a quick investigation, and the guy's name, and turns out he won that Powerball lottery. I don't know if it was exactly. Yeah, it wasn't for that amount. 6 years ago. So somebody's out there impersonating him with some kind of scam, you know. And this is just the stupid shit that goes on. People pretending to be other people. They're out there, you know. And they show up on your emails. At least one or two a week. I mean, it's so annoying, but these people that do this crap, I mean, get a life. You know, stop trying to scam people out of money. I don't think you're going to be invited into the fifth dimension, the new future, right after the event. Because scamming and cheating people. That's low vibrations, negative vibrations. You know, to advance in the return trip to God from which we all came, those of us had souls, we all came from God. Of course, there are living forms out there that don't have souls. Where did they come from? Where did they start? You know, maybe just afternoon creations by the creator gods or whatever, or the pretender gods who wanted to use their knowledge to try to play God and create things. But only God can create the soul. But clones are being used all around the world. In fact, I talk about it all the time. Go to the portal, find out what's going on behind the scenes with the ETs, the good ETs. And they're talking that they've infiltrated key positions of power on our world already with clones. So for the purpose of removing the bad CEOs, most CEOs are bad people. You know, they're into drinking adrenochrome or paying for women on Epstein's Island, children involved in sacrificing satanic worship. Yeah, these are big, powerful people. And talk about big, powerful people. I mean, I don't care if you love Trump or hate him. It doesn't matter. But look what's happening. Mr. Know-it-all, the owner of Twitter, the musty one, he's out there playing president as if he was elected. He didn't get elected to anything. Just for the record, right after taking over Twitter, he ruined it. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. But I'm on the back burner now because I'm not willing to pay money so the machines ignore me. And I don't waste my time making an original comment because I'll get no traffic to my site because I'm not willing to pay for the blue chip. He made it into pay or play, and that created a two-tier system. Thank you not, musty one. And so what's going on here? You know, I think Trump is showing his true colors. Yeah. I just want to hang out with the billionaires. I don't hang out with peasants. I don't hang out with regular people. But I hang out with billionaires. I even let them tell me what to do. Well, it's going to be fantastic. I don't know. Ride on January 20th. When the shit will hit the fan. As the saying goes, hey, this is Internet Radio. This is BBS Internet Radio. We can say whatever we want. We can use whatever words we want. And there are no repercussions. You don't have to worry about somebody trying to find us because I said the shit hit the fan. It's a good expression. It explains things. You know, it creates an image. You know, telepathic communication is images, along with a few understandings tacked on. Yeah, but maybe I'm the only one in the universe. I gotta put my 2 cents in on this one. There are certain things that can't be done with telepathic communication, but can be done with verbal communication. If you can't see it, well, you can't see it. You know? But I'll take that argument to anybody any day, and I'll prove it to them. You know? I'll bring up the situation. They're saying, look, you can try to telepathically communicate with me the following, blah, 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 blah. But the details will be missing, but with verbal conversation, I can explicitly point out those details in a way that telepathic communication will not be able to him. And that's the bottom line. So we need both. Fortunately, a lot of the evolved races, they want to understand this too. Telepathic communication. Hey, look at all you're missing out on. We all like to listen to people sing, the ones that can sing good. And I don't know if you can do that with telepathic communication. Can you actually sing? I don't know. That's a good one. Anybody got the answer? Hey, it's calling the radio show. Well, hey, and it's, you know, it's fair. It's just as much chance for a poor person to call into the show than it is for an elite person. Because they still have to use the phones, and they have to be capable of dialing the correct number. Yeah, that could be difficult for some people. And whatever happened to comedy? Oh, it's dead now. You know, I mean, everybody's afraid. I mean, the funniest jokes always were the ethnic jokes. Can't make ethnic jokes now. Oh, no, we can't do that. We're just doing it for fun, you know. We're not really being racist. And, you know, what the ETs say all the time, they're circling on a planet all the time, motherships. Small craft, whatever. What did the one ET say to the other T? He goes, who are these races I keep hearing about? Are they the ones on the bicycles? Or are they the ones down at the drag strip? You know, sometimes things are take a little, you know, getting used to the local understandings. People don't understand something. You tell them, hey, would you just come from the moon or something? Man, don't you understand? We have our little colloquialism. I don't know. Do ETs tell jokes? Oh, yes, I can confirm that. Because I had Ace in my book, Connect the Dark Story, about my evening where I could not tell one bad joke. Everything I told was a good joke. And who was supplying me the jokes? Telepathically, some unknown being that was in communication with me. And as soon as I was done telling one joke, the next one was being plugged into my mind. And this went on for hours and hours and hours. Can you let him beat your heart out? You wish you had a night when you could be so funny. But I got that experience. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Along with the pictures, no one else has. Pictures of living entities sharing the same space that we are, except they're just out of the frequency range of normal human vision. But the camera can pick them up. And apparently they're all flying creatures, and it could be small ones, it could be bigger ones. The exact size is hard to pinpoint. I would imagine the ones that leave the thicker light trails are a little bigger than the ones that leave the thinning light trails. But then you see them from like 5 feet above the ground up to 200, 500,000 feet. To get up high enough, a couple thousand feet. Well, it might have been a big light trail at 5 feet, 10 feet above the ground. It's now a tiny, thin light trail. So, but the pictures are there, 35mm real film. All the pictures taken with a cheap $100 camera with a B setting. And I went out seeking, and I found, and stared. I am the discoverer of those creatures, believe it or not. Will I get a Nobel Peace Award for that? I doubt it. They don't even know I exist. And they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't believe it. They try to say, oh, I think. But you can't fake it with, you can't fake anything. But when you're using real film, the negatives will always be the truth. And you're not going to be able to fake digital. You can fake anything. And so they have everybody using digital cameras, and no matter what they're doing now, and a blind saucer over the Walmart, it don't matter. So they'll just say, you falsified that with digital technology, and you won't be able to prove otherwise unless you have it on real film. You know? So you, UFO hunters and all that stuff, if you really want to prove that you've got something on film, it has to be film. It can't be digital technology. And of course, you know, this is all part of their game plan to lie to the general public, since they own all the mainstream media news stations pretty much. They can put anything up there on the screen and say it's real, and you're not going to get the chance to prove them not so. You ever wonder, that's one of the ongoing conspiracies, it's in my book. Why, when they mandated everybody, all television stations, be broadcasting in digital, Congress approved that law. You know, well, there wasn't any debate on it. At the same time, they made it illegal to broadcast analog signals. Because with the analog signal, you can tell if something was being faked. With the digital signal, they can fake everything. You know? Use holograms, you know? It's like somebody sitting in the office, in the Oval Office. Is that the real president? Or is that a hologram with somebody mimicking the voice from behind? I mean, this is the world we're in now. It's crazy. And then we have the automobiles keep getting more complicated and more costly. And the laws for driving keep getting more restricted, wasting more of your precious time. Hey, there's an old saying, hey kids, the revolution begins at home. Yeah. We need to stop being so complicit to the evil government, you know? And the best way to learn how to be non-complicit is take off your seatbelt when you're driving in a motor vehicle. Show some guts. You don't need a seatbelt. All you need to do is to be aware. You know, if you're going to get on a serious head-on collision, you don't want to sit in your seat with the bag busting your face at 200 miles an hour to prevent you getting cut in glass. If you're in the bathroom, you're seeing, man, you want to jump on the back seat on the floor. Because it's just crazy. And that's it. It doesn't take much to do, but it's something to do just to get in the feel of it. Stop complying with ridiculous laws. A law that says you can be fined for not wearing a seatbelt. Let me tell you something, that is so friggin' evil, it's like the devil wrote that law himself. If you have a problem with what I'm saying, hey, you have a problem, but I'm going to speak the truth. Take that damn seatbelt off. Of course, if a cop pulls alongside you, you don't want to get a ticket. Click it real fast, and just pretend, pull it over your shoulder, cop won't know the difference. So, that's the recipe for these spineless people to get up, get a life, and start participating and making an effort to free not only yourself, but all of humanity from the oppressive governments. And they're all oppressive, you know? Government is to govern. That means have control and tell you what to do. Do we really want that? I don't think so. Yeah, we need representatives in certain areas, but these representatives have to be accountable. U.S. Congress knows they don't have to be accountable. Your state legislators are the same way, governors. They know they can pretty much get away with everything because of their power of authority by having that position of authority. Well, hey, things have to be done. And just to remind everybody, 1871, the U.S. became a corporation. This is the United States of America, Inc. We're in. It's not the original United States of America. That fell by the wayside. There's an interim group now trying to reestablish it, but the New World Order rulers, the elite, the negative ETs, the three power centers of the world, London City with the banks of overrule from there, Washington, D.C., the military, and the Vatican, handling all the satanic and child abduction crap in the world. Yeah. And then we have all the powerful ruling things, and of course, negative ET races that are still bunkered down here, hiding out, existing in clone, transferred their consciousness into clone bodies, pretending to be humans. Yeah, those no good so-and-sos, they're still here, and they're messing with us. They'll be messing with us up until the end. But that's why it's important for us to take a stand, take some actions. We're not looking to kill people or harm people or anything like that. But there's ways to get people to be responsive, you know? It might have to start with, we know where you live. And maybe that'll put a little fear into these politicians. And then start sending them things in the mail, you know, just to remind them, you're not doing what we want. You better change your tune and stuff like that. It's not threatening them, but it's letting them know, look, hey, we know where you live, and we're not going to give you a day's rest until you start behaving like you should, which means asking us what we want and making a legitimate effort to get it. And we need to change the laws. I mean, people should be in the street screaming every day, change the laws, change the laws, change the evil laws. That's a good chant right there. Because there's too many evil laws on the book. They give the elite's power over us, the regular people. And it's all at the price of we're getting victimized. At the price of us losing our rights. Well, we need to put a stop to this. You know, enough has been investigated. Enough has been exposed. It's time for action. You know, physical moves have to be made. You know, you're playing a game of chess. You got to pick up a piece and move it to another square and make an insertion. Check knee, you know, et cetera. Life is like a game of chess. And just like in the game of chess, most of us are the pawns, the least powerful. And there's a ruler, there's a king, there's a queen, who also is a ruler and has the power of women. And is there a caller there?
Hello? Yes. Hello?
Hi. Whom am I speaking to?
Ruby.
Oh, Ruby. Hey. They've written songs about you, but what's on your mind, Ruby?
They have written songs. Hey, I was listening to what you were saying, and it's funny because I was having dinner not too long ago, and I was talking about some of, about the war we're in the middle of, and it's amazing how people just silence, and they turn silent, and they ignore what, you know, they pretend like you didn't say anything, you know, when you're trying to talk to people about what's so obvious going on out there, you know, Biden not doing anything, and so on.
I just have to ask you. You said about the war. Which war are you referring to?
I'm talking about the war. Oh, yeah. The war that we, the people, should be. Well, the war that's been waged on us by the cartel, you know, the drug cartel, the mafia, the money guys, all of them. You know, all the people that are on top.
Yeah, the war against the common people.
For centuries. Yeah. We, and how we have a lot of work to do in in fighting this war. And that's what I, when I talk about war, that is the war. It's an uncommon war. It's not like any other, it's not like we're bombing.
Yeah, it's not declared war, but it is a war.
Yes, it is war. And they, well, they've actually declared it on us, the people, the Congress has. They've called us enemy of the state, that we are the enemy. They call us terrorists, really.
Yeah.
Well, they do, because they're a corporation, right? And that goes back to the corporate thing. They look upon us as we are, because we're us people that are free, you know, of the land. We are the terrorists because we are not part of their corporation.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Especially if we claim it.
The kettle calling the black stove black, or the black stove calling the kettle black.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The kettle calling the stove black. Yeah. Yeah, when they're both, yeah.
Let me get that right. It's the black stove calling the kettle black.
And I was thinking that I was going to call and say, hey, I got this interesting book that I would love to narrate a little bit. Is anybody, I don't want to change your subject that you were talking about, because you were talking about some very important stuff. That people need to snap out of it, and they need to realize something's really, but no. People, you're right. People are not awake. And the ones that are awake are listening to you, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Most people walk through life in a day.
In a day.
You know? They're being controlled by various
and it's true.
Horses.
It is true.
Just walking down the street with their face stuck in their phone, and their mind doesn't go beyond what's on the screen of their phone.
Oh my God! And what's a blue screen on the phone? With all these blue screens? There's just I've probably done too much research in my life. I probably just no fun to talk to and everything. That's why I have no friends. Probably
you're talking about some good things. In fact, I was talking about that at the beginning of the show when I mentioned. I got to view a little of that Danny Jones interview of the Exile.
Oh, his podcast.
And he's talking about blue light and lowering the testosterone levels of people that looking at blue light a lot. You know, for some reason, that frequency of blue light lowers your testosterone levels if you're a male. And then that works hand in hand with the blue chew and the blue pills and the yellow pills and all the
amazing.
Products that are selling. At first, we're going to destroy the male, testosterone, and then we're going to sell them products to help him deal with that destroyed testosterone.
Well, it's so the cartel can make their money in their big drug business, pharmacy. You know,
you see how it all works together. First they create a problem, and then they sell your products to deal with the problem. What marketing?
God. It seems too obvious.
No, no.
Aren't they ashamed of themselves
the show
at all?
Connect the dots. I'm connecting the dots here. But your average person doesn't connect the dots. Absolutely not.
But just standing here looking at it with it, when it's like all so obvious, it seems petty. Like, really, this is that important to them? To these core, like the money, it's like really. I guess they never get it. Well, they're psychopaths. That's why, because they're ill.
Well,
they're sick.
You know, they're very in with the circle where money is important. You know.
My God, I couldn't even imagine.
Keep up with the Joneses. You know, we want 110 cars like Jay Leno has.
You're right.
We want a $500 million mansion so we can afford it.
Do they not? I mean, you and I could. Well, I don't know about you, but I mean, I could fall into that category really easy. That'd be too easy. It'd be like that's too easy.
You could, because it's so easy when you have a lot of money, and some people think that's all it is. You know, they're deluded.
Yeah.
And rich people out there that have been brainwashed into thinking that is the
that's
most
all we
important
got.
Thing in the world. And then there's the people that get addicted to power, just like people get addicted to drugs. Power is an addiction, you know?
Yes, it is a drug.
It's just a vicious cycle, no matter how much power you get. Well, there's somebody out there that's not bowing down to you. Well, I have to conquer him, too, you know?
Right. Because of the ego. Yeah. Well, don't they know that when, okay, we, here's, I just got to ask. So when we can pave our roads in gold, then we will know that we have found something greater. And it, we've got a long ways if these people are that pathetic.
I don't know where you heard that, but.
I made it up. I made that up. I have a humanitarian project, and that's the opening statement.
Who can afford to pave their roads with gold? Only in fairy tales.
Well, but see, if people found something that had greater value to them, if they, people discovered that whatever, you know, the little thing that we talk about, the connection that it would have to spirit, you would be able to pave your road in gold, because gold would have no value at that point, because you will have found something deep and rich that's far superior, more joyous, and far,
this is what I say, if the technologies weren't eponymous, we'd be all riding vehicles that gravitate over the surface.
Yeah, we'd be,
We don't need roads anymore. We don't need tires. And
right,
you could just, like one of those Everglade boats,
we wouldn't need it.
Yeah, but you have to be a foot or two off the ground and define gravity, and that's it. Who would need roadways? Everybody can go haphazardly in any direction they wanted to, you know, like the crow flies.
You know that the internal gold that we have that's within our blood, and that it raises content in and our the gold, the ichor or whatever it's called. I think it's ichor. It's I've heard you talk about it. The gold that is in our bloodstream. We don't have a lot of it normally, but during the ascension, it raises.
Kind of that monochrome gold.
Yes. That's the stuff
mono-valued
we're talking about. Yes.
Gold.
Yes. It is. It's in minute amounts in our bloodstream, right? We have it very minute. But during ascension, it raises.
It's a very hard to find thing, you know.
Yeah, but it raises.
All these things are used for different purposes, and we've only begun to get a grasp about all that's been kept from us. And hopefully, very soon in the future, we're going to get full disclosure on everything. And
well, that's what they want. Because it will I don't know who the dark side. That's what they want. They want the ichor that's in our blood, because it raises during ascension. That's harvest time. That's when that's what makes them live forever. And if they take it from us, then our body dies.
Yeah,
that's what I've been studying. Yeah, that's some stuff that I've recently done. I don't know how valid that is, but you ought to
look
at
it. What do you think about this woman that in the last week who got the pig transplant kidney? And, a human woman got a kidney from a pig, and she's doing fine, and the doctors are all happy.
I'm sure.
You know?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that she's doing fine.
Well, they're going down Frankenstein Way. You know,
yeah,
doctors.
It is.
And, it's just like we've heard in the legends where back in the days of Atlantis, they began, before that, they began experimenting, combining human DNA with animal DNA.
Yeah.
And they got all those weird creatures like
Centaur and all that,
Yeah, right, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Mermaids, too, I guess, you know? A woman with fish body.
It's getting weird, huh? We're getting there.
That's where they're headed, apparently. You know, they're all happy. You know, the mad scientists are having a party now on that one.
Yeah, you know? They think they've accomplished something. Do they not know? Do they not know? Wow, we're going crazy, bud.
Well, when the woman starts going like a pig,
my God!
You know, it was a little too much.
Or when she's just like rolling around in mud, because you know
that
happens.
She'll stick her face in the plate of food like a pig does. You know?
Wow, her kidney, huh? Well, didn't they already do that with a heart at one time?
Yeah, I think they've done heart transplant with pigs too. I mean, The next thing you know, they'll be raising pigs for animal parks.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's the goal, absolutely. Hey, you know, can't say nothing about harvesting parts out of pigs now.
You know? Oh, my God.
Right.
Okay, we've got
to say. Where do you think they're headed with this? Yeah? Pig doesn't have anything to say about it, you know?
Hey, I was going to ask you if I could sing a song. I almost don't dare, but I think I should.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I sing it?
Yeah, we have a couple minutes. Right, sing
I haven't sang in so long.
Well, tell us what the name of the song is before you sing it.
It's called The Vell.
Go.
Oh. I was supposed to be someone else, but then right after me, the one that came from behind the veil. I was such a bore, and I remember when I lost the timing. Forget it. I'm done.
Guess what? You need a little backup to keep it going.
I lost my timing. I just that was fun for a second.
If it's just a single guitar note or something. Ding, 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 ding,
plus, it's
whatever.
Over the phone.
You need some kind of backup.
Yeah, I need
one of those cheap toy organs and just hit the key where it goes.
Yeah, and just hit it over so I could stay in.
You know?
I should have hit my... Because, I thought I could do it without my
yeah, plastic toy organ will work fine.
That was cool.
You can hit the chord button, and
thank you. I was testing you.
We'll go behind it because you really need that.
I did. I do. I do need
it. Between the words, it was like silence. Now we can take a second of silence, but that'll make it better if you have something that's continuous.
Well, I lost my time. I just lost it.
I'll give you a B-.
It was a 5-2. If you ever hear it again, it was supposed to be 5-2. That was cool.
Try again. Music ain't what it used to be. There's a...
it's a scam, is what it is. It's a scam.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even music anymore. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I guess the closest...
It's a formula they found.
What we could call music, I guess, country rock, it still has a resemblance of songs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I don't
particularly go for rap. I don't even call that music. I mean, anybody can get up there and do the jibbery-jabbery rhyme, you know, hey, it all that.
Yeah.
And if you have to reach out and get abused, I mean, make the shit up on the spot, you know. That's how it doesn't require too much sound. So,
the frequency
that's
makes
in a category
feel,
by
you know,
itself.
A certain way.
I mean, once upon a time, people sang songs, and my favorite time was the 50s and 60s, where you had the groove, and you had songs that had meaning to them, and you had songs that had a beat to it. One that
you could like rely on. Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Yeah,
it
and sing
along,
too, you know?
It had a melody and a beat. There's more than just a beat, yeah. Yeah.
And some of the messages, too, you know? I mean, you know.
It's all about money.
All you need is love. Da, 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 da. All you need is love. Love is all you need.
Love.
Songs with messages in them, but there's nothing out there now happening like that. And there are no ballads, really.
No. Well, that's the formula, though. The ballad is the formula that they mastered in the 80s, you know, and it just ain't going to stop. The rap stuff and this hardcore rap is what you're kind of alluding to as far as the rhyming and the bitch, you know, how they just have a bad
rap. It's just so easy. I mean, it's fine for people that don't have any talent. But they've turned it into a commodity that can be sold, and that's where it's at.
Because we eat it up.
Well,
no.
Some people
I better let you go.
I would never buy that stuff. I would never go see somebody in concert who does that kind of stuff because it's just like, come on, that's not talent. It's bullshit.
I like the way you jam. I like your music. I do like you. Ooh. Those are your songs. Your songs are the one. I've gone to your website. I've listened to your songs. You got some good music. I like it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you got
it. I do have 31 videos on YouTube. I have 22 songs on one album at CD Baby and another 12 songs on another album at CD Baby. And, of course, I have more songs that I never bothered to put out there. But
you got some new songs that you've written.
I've got. I mean, I've got
new stuff.
I've got my own style.
Yeah, you do. I'm gonna let you go. I gotta go. Okay, I love you. Thank you for
coming. Hey, listen. Thanks for calling in, Ruby. Yeah, we are getting to the end of the show.
I didn't narrate the book that I was gonna narrate, but it is an interesting book. I would like to.
What's the name of the book?
Stolen Identity.
Stolen Identity.
Stolen Identity.
I didn't steal your identity.
No way. It's a book about JFK Jr.
Oh.
His life. Yeah.
Thanks for letting everybody know. Remember, the whole universe is listening to this show. People up in the mothership are listening. You know, they're all afraid to talk, though. You know, they don't understand. They can send me 20 billion telepathic messages, but it's not going to make it into the talk show.
I know.
They haven't caught on to it.
I love you.
Okay, Ruby, thanks for calling in and sharing knowledge with us, okay?
Stay blessed, my dear. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye. Okay, people, we're coming to the end of the show. Tick it. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Partying Kind, Are You? I am 30 seconds of tasteful guitar and music, kind you don't hear anymore. And followed by my anthem, I Got to Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Don't you want to be somebody? Well, I gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Listen to the lyrics. It might win you over. So we're going to go to the countdown. I'm going to call out the engineer. I'm going to give him the countdown, and then we're going to wind on down out of here. Everybody, tell your friends. Connect the dots, 9 p.m. Saturday night, New York City, 8 p.m. Central Time. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. was here to my stand. Without leave, it ain't clear to the world.